Hi, I'm Binakin Munshi. We are going to now cover Chapter 8, which deals with artificial intelligence and logistics. We are going to cover foundations and strategic impact. Agenda for this chapter is Introduction to Logistics Management, Challenges in Traditional Logistics, AI or Artificial Intelligence and Logistics, Strategic Impact of AI on logistics. What are the requirements for AI adoption in logistics? Benefits of AI in logistics, key technologies and platforms which are used in AI logistics. And finally, we will summarize the learning. So, introduction to logistics management. Logistics management is the strategic coordination of resources, that is material, goods, service, and information throughout the supply chain. It ensures that products move efficiently from the point of origin to the point of consumption. So as we have seen, logistics basically covers both the inward logistics as well as the outward logistics. So in case you are dealing with materials, the inward logistics will cover the raw materials, which are received from the supplier, stored in a raw material warehouse, and issued to the operations. Likewise, the finished products are again stored in your finished goods warehouse, and then they are from there distributed to your distribution channels so that they are directly supplied to the from distribution channels to the retailers and to the end customers from there. So it forms the backbone of modern businesses or business operations, enabling organizations to deliver products on time, in full, and in the most cost-effective manner. Cost is a watchword, you know, because markets have become very demanding, very competitive, and you can survive in the market only if you're cost-effective. As we always say, the prices are dictated by the market, so the profit depends on how cost effectively you can produce a product and bring it to the market. So effective logistics ensures the right product delivered to the right place at the right time, in the right condition, and at the right cost. The supply chain is composed of both planning and execution. Naturally, I mean, the first stage is plan and the next stage is executing the plan. Logistics represents the execution layer, the operational heartbeat that puts strategic plan into action. So supply chain is equal to planning plus execution, whereas logistics is mainly execution. So without effective logistics, even the best of supply chain strategy will falter, because like we said, the logistics is taking care of both inward as well as outward. So getting the raw material to the operations and getting the finished product to the end consumer. So what are the core functions of logistics management? Procurement and sourcing. So selecting reliable suppliers, acquiring quality material or goods to support production and distribution. Although procurement is not necessarily a logistics function, which is procurement is more of a supply chain functions. Inbound transportation. So managing the efficient movement of inputs from suppliers to the production facility or the warehouse, including carrier selection and route optimization. And why do you do that? For cost effectiveness. Warehousing and inventory management, balancing stock levels, and avoid shortages or excesses. So while minimizing holding cost through the smart warehousing practice and inventory optimization. So we have seen this, that the ideal scenario is where you have minimum warehousing requirement and the warehouse is only for temporarily holding the material, because once you receive the material, as in the case of just-in-time, the material should be immediately issued to the operations. And inventory management basically aims to have minimum amount of inventory in the warehouse. Order fulfillment and distribution. So ensuring customer orders are processed accurately and dispatched promptly. This involves picking, packing, and shipping with the precision. So once the finished product has been, ready, packed, then it has to be stored in the warehouse till the order is received. So once the customer order is received, the order fulfillment process starts. And the steps, as we saw, is the picking, where you pick up the material to be shipped. They need to be consolidated. They need to be packed. And then they have to be shipped. The invoicing has to be done and the logistics need to be arranged. Outbound transportation, planning and executing product delivery to end customers or distribution centers. It includes choosing transport modes, managing lead times, and mitigating delivery risks. So depending upon the location, whether it's going to be simply a road transport, if it's a local transportation, even if it is within the country, it could still be a road transport, etc. In few cases, it can be rail. And if it is, overseas export, etc., it could be multimodal, where, you are shipping the material by truck to the port, from port by sea, and then maybe at the destination, it may actually go to the customer via rail or again road. Reverse logistics. So many a times it so happens that for quality reasons and sometimes not the quality reasons, as you have seen in the case of e-commerce, people tend to order the material and simply because they don't like the material, they can return the material. So you have the reverse logistics where you need to bring the material back. So handling return, obsolete or damaged goods in a way that recovers value and promotes sustainability through returns processing, refurbishment, recycling, or disposal. So in case of a new material, like for example, garment, etc., the garment may need to be brought back, maybe need to be washed, ironed, and repacked so that it can be again supplied to another customer. Information management, leveraging data and technology to coordinate logistics activities, forecast demand, track deliveries, monitor supply chain health, and this enables real-time visibility and proactive decision-making. So information management is something which is normally taken care of by the ERP systems, which track all the information relating to the transactions. So introduction to the logistics management, logistics versus supply chain, what are the differences? So logistics focuses on the movement, storage, and delivery of the goods, whereas supply chain covers a much larger gambit, right from demand forecasting to material planning to ordering of the material, etc. That means we are talking of the procurement, etc., and then subsequently the production, and finally, ensuring that the material reaches the end customer. So what is the primary goal in case of logistics? It ensures efficient transportation and inventory control. So it basically is responsible for effective, efficient transportation and storage of the material and prevention of any damage to the material. Whereas in supply chain, it optimizes the entire network, including supplier, customer integration, the operations, manufacturing, everything. Operational focus in case of logistics deals with physical movement of goods and material. In case of supply chain, optimizes the entire network. So basically, supply chain is a much more larger activity, including many activities, that is procurement, operations, and quality, etc. Process complexity, concerned with logistics execution, that is transportation, warehousing, and fulfillment. Whereas supply chain covers broader supply chain functions, including procurement, manufacturing, and risk mitigation. Quality as well. So the logistics value chain. The logistics value chain represents the end-to-end sequence of interconnected activities that add value to goods and services during their movement across supply chain. So here it's mainly relating to transfer of goods or making goods available where they are required. From procuring raw material to managing reverse logistics, every step contributes to cost efficiency, delivery speed, and customer satisfaction. So we have seen that whether it is the operations which require the raw material or whether it is the finished product required by the market, how efficiently and effectively and how quickly logistics can transfer the goods will decide the customer satisfaction. So some of the key highlights: every logistical activity from inbound delivery to final fulfillment enhances customer perceived value. It's a value-adding step at every stage. We have in one of the earlier chapters talked about the value-adding and the non-value-adding activities. So here, logistics adds value. Optimizing these processes helps businesses build agility, resilience, and operational efficiency. Because these steps can actually, if not carried out efficiently, they can add to the cost, which can be detrimental to a business. It is a strategic framework to align logistics function with broader supply chain objectives. So logistics plays an important role. It is one of the cogwheels, and it has to work in integration with the other functions, that is supply chain management. The logistics value chain continued. The logistics value chain comprises 5 value-adding stages. So one is the inbound logistics, where we saw the raw materials or the components which come in, which are stored in the warehouse, which may be inspected and accounted for. Operations and warehousing, so you have the efficient inventory handling, order processing, and resource allocation within the warehouse. So in operations, basically you are issuing the material to the production. Once the product is ready, then you have the outbound logistics. Distribution of finished goods to the customers or retail points, emphasizing speed and accuracy. The whole point is not to keep the finished goods, but to quickly transfer them to the market where they can be sold. Customer fulfillment, improving delivery reliability, responsiveness, and service quality. So how quickly we are able to fulfill, like for example, in the case of e-commerce, the moment you place an order, the customer fulfillment is how quickly you are able to deliver the material to the end customer. So likewise, the logistics actually does that function. Even when we talk of e-commerce, the logistics in e-commerce is doing exactly the same function. Reverse logistics, managing the returns, repairs, recycling, and disposal with sustainability and customer care in mind. So whole purpose of return or reverse logistics is to preserve the value. So if there is a defect in the product, or if the product has been returned by the customer, how you can reclaim the value of that product. So as we said, in the case of a garment, it may be ironing or cleaning, washing the garment, ironing the garment, and repacking it so that it can be sold again. If it is a defective product, it can be repaired, and then it can be sold as a seconds, etc. So thus, you are able to recover a large portion of the value in that product. So what are the challenges in the traditional logistics? You have manual processes, and these manual processes also bring in inefficiencies. Dependence on physical paperwork, like even the picking and the consolidation, the generation of the invoice, etc., which are done manually. And labor-intensive tracking, which leads to slow processing and delays. Picking is one of these operations, where physically you have to pick out the material from the warehouse. And if there are 10 items which need to be consolidated for a given customer or a shipment, then this can take considerable time. So slow processing and delays, higher error rates in fulfillment, limited scalability under demand pressure. So suddenly if there is a heavy demand, you may find that the system is unable to operate. The infrastructure, the resources may not be sufficient. So these inefficiencies trigger bottlenecks and increase the operational risks. Fragmented system and poor visibility. So legacy logistics systems operate in silos, impairing cross-functional collaboration, which leads to lack of integration across procurement, warehousing, transportation platforms. There is no real-time visibility. So many a times, once the order fulfillment starts, unless the invoice is generated, you do not know what exactly is happening, because the manual activities like picking, consolidation, packing, and invoicing. So in between, what happens? There is no visibility. Disjointed supplier coordination, reducing service inefficiency. So you also have service deficiencies, which are highlighted in the legacy logistics system. As a result, delayed reactions, poor forecasting, and reduced supply chain reliability, or even reduced logistics efficiency. High operational costs and legacy setup. So inefficient logistics workflows drive up expenses. Fuel and transportation costs rise due to poor optimization. So when you are manually routing the vehicles, etc., they may not be the most optimum, which may result in poor utilization of the resources like trucks, etc., poor utilization of the labor, and longer times for delivery of the goods. Inventory holding cost increase from inaccurate forecast. So even if your forecasting is not accurate, you can land up with higher inventory or lower inventory, or even a stock out, which can have severe costs and consequences. Labor costs grow, unsustainability in a manual environment. There are a lot of inefficiencies in a labor-driven operation, which is, I think, understandable. So this brings in its own inefficiencies. Transforming logistics with artificial intelligence. So artificial intelligence revolutionizes logistics by enabling automation of routine tasks like scheduling, tracking, and documentation. So even the customer orders which come in for the order fulfillment, it can automatically read the orders through the natural language processing through OCR, and it can immediately convert it into a sales order. Now, depending on the availability of the material, it can immediately allocate the material or issue a delivery order. And even the picking and the other functions can be fast-tracked, especially in an automated system. So all these routine tasks, they can be done in a jiffy, which otherwise in a manual or a legacy setup would take a finite amount of time. Real-time decision-making through dynamic data analysis and adaptive algorithm. So as we have seen that through machine learning, etc., these systems use algorithms to arrive at the optimum solutions. And this is one of the key strengths of the AI system. Predictive capabilities to anticipate disruptions and optimize operations. So even when we talk of the last mile delivery, it can exactly tell you where the disruptions are likely to happen. And it can even suggest routing of the vehicles, etc., so that they can avoid any congestion and they can deliver the material at the minimum cost and the fastest possible manner. One of the courier companies in USA, they say they have a model where the AI system chooses a route in such a way, because they drive on the right side of the road, they have left and drive, right? So in many of the signals, the right turn is a open signal. That means continuously the traffic can move whenever they want to take a right turn. You only need to stop at the signal if you want to go straight or take a left turn. So What the system does, the AI system does, is it defines the route in such a way that the vehicle which is actually going for the delivery has to take only a right turn at every point wherever the rerouting takes place. So by doing this, they're cutting down on the delivery time and the transport time on the road. So AI tools like predictive analytics, smart routing, demand forecasting, and automation helps logistics shift from reacting to problems to planning intelligently. So this was one of the example of how the routing can be done very intelligently by the AI system. So what are the core AI technologies which are used in logistics? So AI is not a single tool, but it's a cluster of tools. It's a suite of different tools and technologies which are working together. So starting with machine learning, we have already touched this topic in the previous chapters. So machine learning basically relies on historical data, and it basically looks at patterns from the historical data, and it tries to improve upon the performance based on the historical data and the algorithms which it has developed based on the historical data. Demand forecasting. So we have seen how AI can help us accurately forecast the demand, not simply based on historical data and the seasonal or the cyclic demand, but also real-time sentimental feedback from the market development, the competition activities, etc. So it can accurately predict the requirement, which will help you to manage your inventories much, much better. Route optimization dynamically identifies the fastest fuel-efficient delivery paths. We all have been using the Google Maps, to get from place A to B, where if there is a congestion on the road, the map will immediately guide you through an alternate route, which will take you faster. Predictive maintenance, so forecasts vehicle or equipment failure beforehand. So if you have certain critical equipment or vehicles, etc., then it will predict when they are required to be maintained so that you can prevent a failure on the road, and they can be maintained in such a way that there is no interruption in your operations or the logistics function. Fraud detection spots anomalies that may signal counterfeit goods, unauthorized access, or supplier risks. So we have seen that how AI is able of detecting abnormal behavior, which can be used by fraudsters, and thus it can detect, alert, and prevent frauds. Dynamic pricing adjusts shipping cost in real time based on demand availability. We have seen dynamic pricing when it comes to Ola, Uber, etc. So when there is a high demand, you will find that the prices go up. When there is a low demand, the prices come down. A similar model is also used in logistics for shipping, etc. So when there is a very heavy demand on a particular route, you will find that the shipping rates go up. And when there is a very lopsided kind of a traffic, that means, let us say, to take an example, you have many containers or vessels coming in from China, but very few going to China. So in such cases, you may find that the freight charges from China to India may be high, whereas the reverse may be very, very low, because otherwise they have to carry the empty containers back to China. So dynamic pricing is also another area where AI helps a great deal. Natural language processing. So this helps to understand, interpret, and respond to human language, turning communication into actionable insights. So we have seen how this can help through, interpretation of documents. It could be like order fulfillment, the purchase order from customers for fulfillment of orders, etc. Or it could be a chatbot, where a customer is inquiring about the order status, etc. Key applications in logistics: automated customer service. So chatbots and virtual assistants provide instant support tracking updates and delivery notifications. We have seen this with courier companies, we have seen it with e-commerce, etc. Contract analysis, NLP scans shipping contracts and compliance of documents, extracting crucial data for faster review. So we have also seen this contract analysis in the case of procurement. So likewise here also, it can quickly analyze the contracts for compliance, etc. Supplier communication automates understanding of emails, messages, and documents to speed up procurement processes. It can answer some of the queries raised by the supplier or escalate or route it to the right human being where it needs to be escalated or it needs to be addressed by somebody. Shipping document extraction pulls key data from the manifest, custom forms, and invoices without manual entry. So even for creation of documents for EDI, electronic data interchange, the information which needs to be extracted from shipping documents can be extracted and the EDI can be created for clearance of goods, custom clearance of the goods. Computer vision, this helps AI to see and interpret images or videos in real time, turning visual data into operational intelligence. So we have seen how computer vision can be used for inventory counting purpose, for detecting any errors or defects in a product, for QC control, etc. Key applications in logistics, quality inspection detects product defects or damage before packaging and shipment. So we have already talked about this, how any mislabeling, etc., or wrong labeling. So even if the computer vision is unable to interpret RFID or a barcode, it will immediately alert the human operator so that some intervention can be done and the machine can handle the parcel or the package or the product. Real-time inventory tracking. So monitors stock movement with AI-enabled cameras, reducing human errors. So it can actually keep track even if there is an assembly line or not assembly line, but where materials are being packed, etc. It can count the number of packages, etc., which are packed, and thus it can keep a track of the inventory. Autonomous mobility powers self-driving trucks, drones, robotic system for faster, safer deliveries. So we have already mentioned this in the earlier chapter that there are certain e-commerce giants who are using this autonomous mobility devices to move the material within the warehouse. And the beauty is that these autonomous vehicles, there are numerous of them operating simultaneously, but they can sense the presence of other autonomous vehicle. So they are moving very effectively without any obstruction or without any collision or a conflict. Driver monitoring assesses driver behavior and vehicle condition to enhance safety and compliance. So this is more like a predictive maintenance where, it assesses the condition of the vehicle and it will alert in case the vehicle is going to have an imminent breakdown or so. So that, it can be addressed before the breakdown actually occurs. Robotic process automation. So this helps AI on automating repetitive rule-based logistics processes using software bots. This we saw, this example I gave in the hub and spoke model, where you have these courier companies, especially in US like FedEx and DHL, etc. So they have the hub and spoke model. The hub is where all the aircrafts from all major cities bring in their documents, parcels, etc. And these are robotically, that means automatically, sorted and sent to the correct gate where it will be loaded onto the aircraft which will be going to the right destination. So let us assume that from New York, a parcel is being routed to California, then that is San Francisco, then it will be routed and it will be taken to the exit where the San Francisco consignment is going to be loaded onto a aircraft. And all these happens within just a couple of hours. So overnight, you find that the materials are segregated at the hub, and then they are redistributed by morning to the city where they are to be destined. So key applications in logistics: order processing automatically enters, verifies, and updates orders with the speed and accuracy. So it, when an order is received, it will automatically check whether the price, etc., is correct or not, the quantity, etc., it will assess, and it will immediately execute the order. That means it will create a sales order in the system, it will issue the delivery order, and the next step will be then at the warehouse, you will find that the picking is initiated, the picking, packing, and the invoicing is initiated. Invoice handling manages the billing cycles, reconciliations, and payment scheduling with reduced human intervention. So we have already seen how the invoice handling happens, where the invoice is compared with the purchase orders and also compared with the goods receipt note, etc. So that once all the three are matched, then the payment can be processed. It will approve the transaction and it can be processed. Warehouse robotics supports automated picking, packing, and sorting, increasing throughput in high volume environment. The example again is the hub and spoke model, which courier companies are using. Document management organizes shipping records, custom paperwork, and order confirmations, ensuring accuracy and audit readiness. So even the various documents which are received, like the purchase orders or the sales orders, etc., so all these are managed, interpreted, created in the system, in the ERP system, etc. And there is a record created which can be audited. That means audit traceability is also created in this system. Transformative AI in logistics sector. The transformation is driven by several factors. And what are those factors? Enhanced predictive analytics. So we have seen one of the strengths of AI is in the predictive analytics, where it can predict certain things based on the global developments. So AI anticipates demand shifts, inventory constraints, and supply chain risks using historical data and external variables. And most important here is not historical data, but the external inputs that it gets from the web or the internet through news portals, etc. Businesses can act easily or early to avoid disruptions and stockouts. Real-time visibility and transparency. AI platforms provide complete visibility and transparency into shipment, locations, warehouse, stock levels, and supplier activities. So even what is happening at the supplier level, what is the stage at which the shipments are from the supplier to the buyer or to the organization. Enables faster responses and customer trust through accurate tracking and updates. So even your customers are able to see the status of the shipments, so they know exactly when the material is going to reach them, which is already in use as we see it at e-commerce and even the courier firms. Cost reduction and operational efficiency. So automates routine tasks, reduces reliance on human processing, and eliminates inefficiency. So how does it do this? When you automate it, one, there is a saving on time. There is acceleration of the speed, reduces reliance on human processing, which basically reduces human errors. And lastly, eliminates inefficiency. So again, it's human error, the time it takes for a human being to react, and thus it makes the operation cost effective and efficient. Smart routing and fewer errors lead to improved bottom lines. So we have seen how smart routing will actually result in savings in terms of cost, fuel, resources. So with fewer resources, you are able to cater to a much bigger requirement, and also you are able to satisfy the customer through quicker, faster deliveries. Supply chain resilience and risk preparedness. So simulations like Digital Twins and Monte Carlo models forecast vulnerabilities. So you are able to even simulate the various risk scenarios and mitigate those risks. Supports resilient planning against geopolitical, environmental, or logistical shocks. So you are basically able to simulate calamities, geopolitical events, etc., and make strategies to mitigate them and make your logistics chain more resilient. Data-driven decision making. So AI analyzes massive volumes of structured and unstructured data. So structured data is generally the internal data where a lot of details are available. Unstructured data will be basically the data which is scraped from the web, from news portals, from the industry reports, etc. So it basically analyzes massive volumes of data, identifying hidden patterns and emerging trends. Emerging trends regarding what is happening in the market and what are the world trends affecting your industry or your business.